Hi. We are here to talk about that in our hackerspace in Copenhagen, we have a fiber connection and have a BDP set up and have a rack that looks like this next to our fridge with all our mate. And if we go a little bit closer, you can see that we have a lot of small single board computers. And that is because that we have we have a lot of small embedded devices. But to go a little bit back, we have since 2017 had a fiber connection and had a BDP set up with a public ASN. And we got a SL24 sponsored by a friendly organization. So that's quite nice. And then we started doing member machines a little bit later, so that members can have some more experience playing with network and BDP and routing and trying to have a machine on the internet. I know VPS is also available and stuff like that, but it's a bit more fun to have physical hardware. So yeah, low power devices and just best effort service, no service level agreement. We have dual stack, so we both have IPv6 and IPv4, and we have the ability to route your own IP addresses as well. So we have several members that have their own mostly IPv6 space and their own ASNs. And we are currently around 15 machines on this setup, but we expect it to be growing a bit soon. But yeah. It's still a small scale, but it's a fun small hackerspace project. So in order for us to cover some of the costs associated with it, like power-wise, we have small monthly fee on it. But the main thing is just that we want people to also be a full member of LabTat and have access to the hackerspace and so on, so that they can service the machines themselves and so on. Then Oliver wants to talk a bit about managing of all these machines physically.
Yes, just a word of clarification. This is not only for BGP playing. It is also just for micro hosting of any kind. So it made it sound like you need quite a bit of experience. That's not the case. You can just start with a Pi and host your own services or a website or whatever that is. So I want to talk a bit about the takeaways from 5 years of Labicolo. The first one is the big one. Single board computers are not made to live in large communities. They are not made for scalability. They have cables sticking out in all four directions, sometimes a fifth if there's a header on it. We all know how that looks. These power strips up there have many different kinds of small power supplies that can overheat and that can just fall out. All these things are quite challenging if it's in the same rack that you also need for infrastructure and where you want reliability. So the main takeaway is it needs to be managed. And this is a work in progress. If you want it to be accessible for many members, you need to, with very little complication, be able to add more devices pretty much spontaneously, and that only goes if it's not a huge spaghetti mess of loose cables, which the pictures don't show. That is right after tidying up. It is, believe me, it's super neat. So what our idea is for the future is to make a kind of a campsite kind of setup where you come in from the back and each shelf has a little, maybe 10 port switch, and then we can get away with very short cables, so to keep it manageable. The main goal is to get more members on board that have a tiny machine and get to play with it. So more machines is the entire idea, more people that have more experience with small things on the internet, and more ASNs.
Yeah, so if we look on BDP appearing to be, then we are tied for the seventh largest neutral facility in Denmark. So we hope to get up to the top four soon. And then the last thing is just that we have there's another talk about our internet exchange on day three, and we have a meetup on day three after that as well to talk more about BDP experiences and hackerspaces.
Thank you.